Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Melissa Say and Martha Ryan with the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum. Ladies, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Ooh, I was loud.
Good morning.
I'll talk in my inside voice.
maybe loud to talk over the rainfall last night.
As I said before, yeah. I would like everyone to
thank you because
I bought the sprinkler yesterday. You may send all your donations to me.
Thank you. We all appreciated your generous purchase.
Anytime.
So that could be used at the museum, but the sun is always shining there, of course, ladies.
Always.
It's true.
The summer is here. Camps. Yay! On the way?
Yeah, we've got all kinds of fun activities going on every week at the Children's Museum. Do you want the rundown?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ba-dum-bum.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have our art department open. It's a free art activity with your paid admission to the Children's Museum, and it's from 10 to 1. So we pick summertime projects. We've made kites. We've painted T-shirts.
Tambourines.
Oh, tambourines. That's right. We did made a snake tie for Father's Day. I love doing those.
I know. We made slime. So really, it's geared for children. Children of all ages. So if you bring the 4-year-old or you bring the 12-year-old, you know, there'll be something there for everybody.
And it's a little, we don't care if it's sloppy, messy, glitter, you know, just do it at the museum and don't do it home. It's too sloppy at home.
Yeah.
You mentioned extended hours on Thursday, I believe.
We do. We're open till 7, which is really nice because if people want to go and have dinner somewhere and then come to the museum, that's a great time. Or really, you know, normally we close at 2, so this is a good opportunity for you to come, you know, that 3 to 4, you know, 4 to 5. Whatever you'd like, but we encourage people to come on in and enjoy because it's so hot outside. So come and enjoy the museum.
And the summer's here. You have the family time, so being able to come by on a Thursday evening like that is
absolutely.
It's really nice. It's really nice. We've loved it. It's been and people have taken advantage of it. We're glad.
And we very rarely stay open late, so we thought
this is our first summer to try it actually, and we're pleased.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, speaking of perfect opportunities, the perfect opportunity to see one of the children's favorite characters.
Nice.
Ooh, you are excellent.
Yes, Dora's coming to the Children's Museum. She's coming July 22nd at 10 in the morning, and she's going to actually do a story time. She's going to read the kids a story.
And she's a prelude to an evening that they're going to do at the Civic Center. So, and I think it's story time with Dora as well. Mm-hmm. So we are really, you know, with your $5 admission, you can come in and see Dora and touch her.
I know. Maybe take a picture.
Yes.
I know. We are super excited, Dora.
any word on Boots or the map?
Oh, I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe in tow?
I'm not sure. She
I might don't be know them. Are they? Are they Dora's friends?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They are. So anyway, it should be a lot of fun. And again, she said it's free with your admission to come into the museum. So y'all just come on in July 22nd.
There's also book readings happening.
Yeah.
There is. Actually, it's a book signing. So, and it is. I'm going to see if I can get this right because I have practiced.
We're counting on you.
It's Watson Break.
Yay! Yeah.
It's a story about the mounds on Watson Break. It's we have a local amateur archaeologist, Risa Jones, and it's a story that she tells her grandchildren all about her finds. And really, she's just such an interesting woman, and I think she's won all sorts of awards for her amateur archaeology. And so she will be there. It's a book that's put out by Pelican Press, and she will be there July 17th from, I think, 10 to 1, I think, book signing. And books will be there, you know, for you to purchase, and she'll be there. And so we're excited
That'd
for
be
that.
Cool.
Yeah,
Should
it will. It'll be
cool.
Really cool.
Now, is this her first book, or?
Well, it's the first book about her. And so I think she's had this in the works for quite some time. And so this is a great thing. And it's a local person, so that's always very interesting as well.
And lots of breaks around here somewhere.
I know. I feel terrible. Well, look, I'm the dumb one today because I didn't know about Dora and her friends. I don't know about Watson Break. Someone send her home, please.
Now, one of the things at the Children's Museum that folks can always enjoy, talking about the brown bag lunches that you have going on.
Yes, we have a fantastic storyteller because she's my mommy. Her name is Ms. Moran. She taught for 25 years.
And she makes your lunch, too.
She does. She cuts the crust off. Anyway, she comes in on Fridays at noon, and you just bring your sack lunch in, and she does Tales and Tunes, picks a topic. You get to make a little something, and she reads and she
we
sings.
We love her because there are a lot of times, especially she does all of our story time. So in mm-hmm. the fall, she'll come in with giant leaves all over her head,
yeah.
and you know, or pinned to her shirt.
She loves a good hat.
Yeah, she does love a good hat, and so we just appreciate her. And I mean, those children are just mesmerized. I don't know, something about her voice or how she tells the story, but it's just so sweet.
She loves it. She just loves doing it.
Well, I guess, that must be it, too. But it's lots of fun. And so we encourage people to bring their sack lunches, mm-hmm. go to McDonald's, grab some pizza, and come on in and sit and have story time. And then you get to play in the museum. So, it's...
And then one other thing we have on Wednesdays is we have drop-off day. We call it Mom's Stay Out. Because moms don't have to stay with their kids that day. It's from 9 to 2, and they bring a lunch, and we just entertain them all day with a different theme. We've done pirates. We've done tomorrow is Wild Wild West.
We did Snow Day.
Oh, yeah, we did Snow Day. We've got our snow machine out that we keep for Christmas, and we let it snow on the kids in the museum.
And they made snowballs out of soap, mm-hmm. So really it's
all activities going on.
So they get to take some things home with them as well. So it's really a fun day. It's lots of fun. Tomorrow is... Did you say that already?
Yes, sirree, I did.
I think we're making, what are we making?
Stick horses.
We're making stick horses.
That was an excellent impression, by the way. I know your son and daughter are proud.
So proud.
Lots of fun things going on this summer at the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum with Melissa and Martha. And a website or a phone number, someone can find out more information.
318-361-9611.
And www.nelcm.org.
Come on out and learn about the Wild West tomorrow. Melissa and Martha, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.